there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hi, I'm Wendy Zuckerman, and you're listening to Science Versus. Today on the show, we're pitting facts against the fountain of youth. As we find out, is there anything we can do or take to live a longer and healthier life? For millennia, people have searched far and wide for the elixir of life. The thing to keep our brains as sharp as a tack and our bodies as sprightly as f**k. It's said that Gilgamesh searched at the bottom of the sea. Rulers have sent armies to their death, kind of ironically, on the desperate hunt for a magic potion, something to help us live forever. It's like for all of human history, we've been Indiana Jones reaching for the Holy Grail. So close. But now, it feels like the search is over.
Now scientists say they've made a breakthrough in the search for a fountain of youth.
If you're looking to increase your longevity and slow your aging, the brain, the body, everything, you've got to check this out.
Millions of dollars are being poured into startups and research labs in the hope of finding the secret to a long and healthy life. And one place they're looking is in the blood of young people. This made headlines around the globe when millionaire Brian Johnson gave it a go, getting blood plasma transfusions from his teenage son. He even made a short doco about it.
This is amazing.
A long, healthy life united by the beauties of biology.
He recognizes how insane this all sounds.
But could he actually be onto something? And away from blood boys, these days it feels like if you ask any expert-sounding person online what they're taking to keep them young and healthy, one group of supplements is coming up over and over again.
Of the people that I know that look freakishly and unusually young for their age, I cannot get over how many of them have told me that I'm on NAD.
I've been supplementing for about 7 years now.
I felt like I had more energy. I did notice like my hair and nails growing at a ridiculous rate.
And finally, some scientists are so excited about a blockbuster drug for diabetes that could fight aging that they're literally singing about it.
Makes me feel so young. It makes me feel so young.
Today on the show, we'll explore the potential powers of young blood, dig into the science on the latest supplements, and we will tell you what actually works. Let's start with the most bonkers. Getting blood from your teenage son. When that millionaire Brian Johnson did it, people made fun of him because this just feels like the latest in a long line of kooky shit that rich dudes do. You know, while they're not getting into sketchy submarines, they're getting blood from their teenage sons. But the thing is, this idea that there is some elixir of life in young blood, it's something that scientists have been looking into for decades. And one of those scientists is Jim White from Duke University. And he loves researching the potential magic inside young blood.
It's the perfect mix of like sci-fi world meets academic science. And it's just been an obsession and a fun obsession.
So recently, Jim did this study to find out what happens if you get some crotchety old thing and give it a ton of blood from a hot young thing. Now, Timothy Chalamet was busy, so Jim had to use the next best thing, mice. And his big question was,
if the mouse, the old mouse, gets this young blood for a long time, could we then start slowing all the hallmarks of aging?
The idea is that some old mouse is going to get blood from a younger one for about 12 weeks, which is roughly the equivalent of 8 years of human lifespan. So, how on earth do you get all that blood from a young mouse into an old mouse?
Basically, we join the mice together, surgically join them.
Okay. And I'm going to need some details. How does that work?
Yes. So, Small incision on the flank of the mouse, and then we
on the,
sew
the belly. Is that the flank?
Basically, armpit to the hip.
Okay.
Is kind of the incision.
Right.
Right. You open that up, and then you bring that together with the other mouse, and it's basically like, you know, sewing two pieces of cloth together.
Stay with me here. This procedure of stitching animals together is called parabiosis, and it sounds pretty gruesome, but scientists have actually been doing it for over 100 years to study all kinds of things. So Jim does some cutting, then connects the skin and other tissues of the mouse, which is possible because these mice are basically identical twins.
So genetically identical to one another, it just thinks it's, oh, that's another part of skin. That's my skin. And it fuses with it just like you would get a cut on your skin and it would close.
So the blood vessels line up, like if one of the blood vessels would be like, ah, oh no, I'm severed. Wait, you'll do. Boof. And then it finds its...
Yes, it's beautiful. Basically, they find each other and connect.
What?
That's just biology doing cool stuff.
And once biology has done all of its cool stuff and all the blood vessels are fused, then Jim will run these tests to make sure that, yes, the blood of the young mouse is now flowing into the old mouse and vice versa. And Jim's team also checks to see how rough this whole procedure has been for the mice. So they look for markers of stress. And weirdly, after this pretty hectic procedure, the mice don't seem that bothered by it all.
So they take a pretty harsh surgery pretty well. And then within just a few weeks, they're cruising around together and like nothing happened.
Yeah. So the mousies are walking together and squeaking together and sharing all that blood for 12 weeks. And then Jim's team will give them an anesthetic.
And then we detached them. And then we let them live the rest of their days.
And it's here where Jim and his team will really start to take a close look at these mice to find out, did all of this work? Are the old mice healthier? And he said that he noticed this difference right away in the older mice. Because compared to other old mice who went through this hectic surgery but didn't get the young blood,
they got up from anesthesia quicker.
That, like, from the anesthesia of the surgery?
Yes. So once we detached them, a couple times, these mice just had a little bit more of a pep in their step. That was the first, moment.
Mm-hmm.
So he lets the mice recover. And then Jim's team starts running some tests on them to find out stuff like, how fit are they? How strong are they?
So that's like exercise tests and grip strength.
Wait, how do you measure a mouse's grip strength?
Yes, so it's a little bar. And then the mouse grabs it, and you just gently pull the mouse tail until they release it. So they tug, and you can measure.
Oh my God, you pull the mouse tail.
Just very slightly, and you can measure how much they pull, and then finally, you know, measure what they're resisting against you.
Jim also puts the mice into a little body comp machine. It's like those machines that you get at a fancy gym where it'll tell you how much fat and muscle you have. And what Jim found is that the old mice that were getting all of that young blood, they had more muscle and they were leaner than other old mice that didn't get the young blood. Jim could even see a benefit here when he watched these old mice running around a cage and track their movements.
They were running like laps, literally, around their older cohorts there.
Wow.
They ran better, they were stronger, and they maintained this, whereas the old mice just kind of took a dive.
And then did they live longer with all these benefits?
They did, yep. They lived, I think we got 9 or 10% extension in longevity.
Interesting.
The mice lived about 10% longer than other old mice, which Jim says feels like this true feat of science. You know, we can extend life.
We can do it. For years, you just assumed Father Time was you know, a one-way street. But we can manipulate that a little bit. I think we were a little shocked to see how much we can. We're able to slow the clock down.
And other studies doing this kind of surgery in mice have found that young blood can help rejuvenate livers and even brain stem cells. So we really wanted to know,
how the hell does this work? Like, what is it in young blood that's doing this?
So that's the magic question.
There's a few ideas running around the cage. Like, this could be about the immune cells that are swimming around in young blood.
The beauty of the youthful immune system is it doesn't get the credit it deserves. For the most part, our young immune cells cruise around. It picks off what they call senescent cells.
Senescent cells are basically cells that have gone a little janky, which can happen more and more as we age. And when you've got more janky cells, it can lead to stuff like inflammation and even cancer. So typically, when these kinds of cells show up,
the young immune system kills them. Gone, get out.
There's other stuff in young blood that could be making a difference here as well. Like, it can have higher levels of certain hormones, which have been found to help muscles and neurons grow. So that is idea number one, that there is something magical in young blood. But it could also be that there's something crappy in the blood of old mice that was kind of getting diluted out. And Jim saw some evidence of this because the young mice that were getting all of that old blood,
they accelerate aging.
The power of the young blood.
Yes, the power of youth.
So what does all this mean for humans? Like, if you had some young blood, maybe some very keen students, perhaps, would you be interested in taking some of their blood?
That's, of course, the follow-up question. I don't think, you know, even a monthly transfusion, because that's what everybody says, oh, if we transfuse blood, like every month or so, I don't know if that's enough.
Jim says, remember, these mice were conjoined for the equivalent of 8 human years. 8, sharing all that blood. So he's not sure that a couple of pints from a monthly transfusion would work the same magic. But who knows? Studies in people are just starting to trickle in. Like one that we found got almost 20 folks with Alzheimer's and gave them the plasma of young men once a week for a month. They were just doing this test to see if this kind of thing was safe to do, and it was. But they found something surprising. Some patients seemed to be doing a little better at things like feeding themselves or remembering to take their medicine, which is curious, hey? Researchers are going to keep studying this. But for now, Jim isn't going to be putting his arm out for a transfusion of that sweet, sweet Gen Z blood.
No, maybe they'll all be laughing when they're 150 years old at everyone that didn't try it. Good for them, but I don't know. If it works, I hope it does, but...
This was just a segment from our full episode on the science of longevity. And if you want to take a listen to the whole thing, which I recommend that you do, it's a super fun episode, then you've got to head over to our main feed. So just search for Science Versus, that's Science VS, and then click on our episode, Anti-Aging, Can We Be Young Forever? You'll hear about young blood, supplements, or even a drug millions of us already take, but some scientists think is the key to living a long and healthy life. We look at what actually works and what doesn't. So to find out more, just go to Science Versus, that's Science VS, and click on our episode on anti-aging. I'm Wendy Zuckerman. Back to you next time.